This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello. Tonight you are on Chicks Talking Footy, and you're with Beck, Bree and me, Motti. And we also have Tom, who is organising basically all the tech for us to make us sound amazing.
Correct. I'm one of the chicks for tonight.
Oh. There he is.
Hi, Tom.
There's our chick, Tom. Loving it.
Motti, so, I've got a cold. I'm calling it cold awareness. You know last year all the injuries
were
awareness?
Oh, the hamstring awareness.
Yes. I've got cold awareness, just so you all know.
And is that throat and nose awareness?
It's mainly nose. I'm pretty aware of my nose right now.
Okay, right.
Anyway. Thanks for letting us know and the listeners because they're thrilled by that.
I feel like it's good, to be honest.
It is. So we're a footy show and also with a slightly medical angle to it tonight. So if you have any footy things you want us to talk about or any sort of medical stuff. I used to be a nurse 150 years ago, so I'm very good with that sort of stuff. You can contact us on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We've got round 12 to talk about. We have got an interview with Emma Quayle, who you may recall was an age journalist for many years and now works within the GWS Giants bunker. So we'll have a good chat to her about that. I myself, Motti, have got a mysterious new segment, No Warning.
Yes, looking forward to that, Motti.
A few things I love more than when Motti comes up with a new segment. Because you never know, do you, Breezy?
Get a tat was good.
Could be the greatest or worst thing that's ever happened
well,
to this show.
Well, get a tat. How long did that last? I think I got 3 weeks out of that.
You had what was your other one? Oh, I forgot.
Oh, anyway.
Not that memorable.
So, anyway, let's get on with the game, shall we?
Yes.
Richmond and Geelong on Friday night. Geelong won by a lot.
Yes, a lot.
What are our takeaways from that?
Shall I start?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
How do you feel about it, Bree? How were your emotions on Friday night? Where were you at?
You'll appreciate this. Footy's starting to hurt again.
Oh, Bree.
Oh, no. You better take a holiday.
I better take a holiday.
There,
yeah,
I've done that.
It's starting to hurt again. That loss hurt. And
I barrack for Essendon, so footy's hurt for quite a long time.
I know.
Bree, what do you do when you feel hurt about the footy? Do you cry? Do you get mad? Do you throw things?
Anger's my first emotion.
Yeah, like good.
Angry at my own team.
Yeah.
Not the opposition, just my own team.
Yeah.
Not your cat.
Not my cat, no. I don't throw things. No, I internalise a little bit and I won't watch the replay. That's a ritual. If we lose, I do not watch the replay. Is that what you guys do?
Well, I barely watch the replay, although my dad did make me watch it on Sunday morning, which I'll talk about later, but I'm not a replay person. Like, I know what happened.
I'm not either. Some of the guys at work, you know, did you watch the replay, Suze? I said, no. And I said, I went to the game and they like, yeah, but you've got to go home. They go home and watch the replay straight away as if they're still 12.
Exactly. I watch it at least 3 times if we've won.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, I should introduce you to my friends at work.
Yeah, I'm okay. You could all.
So anyway, another poor loss for the Tigers and they're losing badly. But Geelong, they're good and they're 2 games clear on top.
I've got 2 questions. One. Do you think Richmond's problem is just their injuries or do they have bigger problems?
No, they've got bigger problems. The one thing that stands out to me is we're no longer resilient when we're challenged.
You capitulate, as they say in the classics.
But if you've got 10 of your best players, and I'm just plucking 10 out, and they're the ones who always lead the charge, how can you be resilient as when you're with them?
Yeah, we probably can't, but... You know, we talk about and the coach talks about everyone playing their role and coming in and filling that gap. So everyone's always going to have injuries. Richmond don't want to use that as an excuse.
Bro, you've got so many gaps. I think you'll be playing for them this week.
Yeah, so I'm ready to line up, Beck.
Excellent.
Well, she needs a new captain because Cochin, Rewalt, Rance and Edwards have all captained the Tigers this year and are all out.
Yes.
Dustin Martin will captain them this week.
Bye-bye, Dusty.
Bye-bye, Dusty is what we can say.
Next week.
Carlton, Brisbane.
Oh, Carlton won.
I know.
Bless.
Teague's boys won.
I thought that was nice. You know me, I get sucked in by emotion and feelings.
You do.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
Is that all? You just thought nice?
Yeah, I just thought it was nice. So I was like, oh, that's cute for them.
Yeah, and Cripps is just an absolute gun.
He's 24.
Yeah.
When I was 24, I could barely tie my own freaking shoelaces.
He's a midfielder. Like, 20 years ago, he would have been, you know, a ruckman or a full forward something.
That's
like
right.
He's taller than Nick Riewoldt. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I looked at something the other day. Gary Rowan is the same height as Brian Taylor.
Yeah.
And Gary Rowan is a small forward. And Brian Taylor was a, you know, centre-half or forward.
Yeah. I mean, what's height? It's just a number.
Hey, this is where people come for the fascinating facts, don't they, Chicks Talking Footy?
Height comparisons with Susanna Mott.
30 years ago till today. I mean, these are fascinating things I can let you in on.
Can I tell you what is fascinating, though? Three games this year have been coached by caretaker coaches, all wins.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else interesting?
What?
Cam Rayner was on our show last week. And what did we say to him, Bree? Carlton have sat their coach. You better be careful, Cam Rayner. And what happened? Brisbane
they lost.
So we know everything is the moral of that story.
And not only that, poor old Cam did not have a good game.
No, he did not.
He didn't. Awkward, isn't
no,
it?
No, orcs, isn't it? But on to caretaker coach number two, the match between Gold Coast and North Melbourne.
Well, Reece Shaw, 2 for 2. Not bad.
They can still make finals. They're, I think, a game and a half outside the eight.
Everyone must be able to nearly make finals.
I was going to say, Chicks Talking Footy could make finals, Bree, by that
But we're
logic.
Not in... No, we're not in the competition. We can't make finals.
Bree. You're such a stickler, aren't you?
Okay, Bree.
If North
Melbourne make the finals, I'm going to give you
$300. Okay. Everyone heard this on air.
I did. And speaking of dollars, I've neglected to say it's the Joy Donation Drive 2019 going on at the moment. So if you are looking for somewhere to put your extra cash and you're sick of your pockets... Just pop it in the Joy pocket.
Correct.
joy.org.au.
Much like Johan from Cremorne who made a donation.
Well done, Johan.
Actually, Brad, take it back. I'm going to give $300 to Joy if North Melbourne make the finals.
Oh,
I've just taken
I'm
it
just
off you.
Poorer. Okay. Go, Joy.
Yeah, exactly. You've just lost one and lost $300 in the space of 10 seconds.
I feel like we're on a safe bet, though, Joy. Mm. I reckon North can make it.
Oh, God. Good news, though. Taryn Thomas, Rising Star. Third kangaroo to get the Rising Star this year, which I think bodes well for the future. And what else do we learn about Taryn Thomas this week, Money?
We learned that the two worst things he hates about Melbourne are traffic and parking fines.
Hmm.
He's from Tasmania, obviously, where there are no
cars
or traffic, and he's found himself getting a lot of parking fines.
Can I tell you, I do live near Arden Street Oval, and it is terrible for parking, so I don't blame him for getting a few fines. Sometimes you just got to park where you want.
Well, I find it weird that he hasn't got a park.
What, do you think they have? Actually, I'm going
to
find that out this week. I'm going to get onto a couple of clubs, and I'm going to find out if players get car parks. We know coaches do because... our friend, the Carlton...
Daniel Harford
told us that he's got a car park.
But Ash Brown...
Did not have a car park.
The new
Richmond players park at Punt Road. They get a park.
Do they have an assigned park?
But there's
I don't think they've got Dusty's name on Dusty's...
Now, you know what? Say what you like about Chicks Talking Footy, but we do cover the big
there's
issues.
There's also 3,500 car parks at Punt Road.
There's not enough.
There's plenty of room.
All right,
anyway,
I'm finding
out. Look at that. We're through to the first break.
I'm Rory from Minus 18 and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You are. Thank you very much, Rory. It's me, Motti, and with me is Beck and Breeza. And on we go with round 12.
Yes, we do.
Adelaide, Greater Western Sydney.
Oh, can I tell you guys, I had a grand old time at the football on Saturday night in Adelaide. Because, you know, last week I said I was getting a bit, you know, downtrodden, upset, saddened. Depressed. No, this week I'm back. I'm back with a vengeance. We had a great win against GWS. First half, very evenly matched. Second half, GWS played a hell of a lot better. Last quarter, the Crows really rallied, came back. Tex Walker was the Tex Walker of old.
We've been waiting for that for a long time.
There was a moment in the last quarter where he crushed this pack, took a mark, kicked a goal, and I have not seen the Adelaide crowd, get that excited for a long time. Like, everyone stood up. There was something about that win, and I actually don't know what it was. And I said to my mum and dad, have I just not been to Adelaide Oval for a while? But they said, no, there was something really quite emotional about it. Like, I don't know whether it was because we'd had a couple of close losses and all those sorts of things. But when everyone was singing the song at the end, it was the loudest I'd heard it in years.
I turned it on probably – with 20 minutes to go in that fourth quarter, and there was, I could even watching it on the television, I was like, no, there's something different here. You could tell Texas body language was different. It really felt a completely different Adelaide.
And he really kind of led it too, and it was quite, him and Phil Davis were having a couple of little altercations the back line, which I quite enjoyed, because Tex was kind of, you know, roughing him up a bit.
Giving him a niggle.
That's right. Roy Sloan played like an absolute hero.
Yep.
Eddie Betts, who I've been trying to get rid of for the last 3 weeks, of course, kicked some miraculous goal. Fine, whatever, it's good.
I've never seen anything like that goal. It was
so good.
But it
just makes it look like
so good.
Nothing. The Crouch brothers, who I love.
Riley O'Brien, he had a ripper game.
Well, we've got a real ruck crisis now, and it's a good crisis because Sam Jacobs is one of the best rucks in the AFL, has been out for, I think, 6-8 weeks now with injury, and when he went out, we all went, oh, shit, we don't have anyone to replace him. Turns out we did have Riley O'Brien all the time, and now it's just we're not quite sure what to do. So the Crows are going in unchanged this week. They haven't brought Jacobs back in, which was really interesting. So,
well, you couldn't drop him after that performance.
But what, like, when do you? When do you bring back one of the best rucks in the competition?
Well, when he starts to tire. He's young.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But
she's always got, she you does, know, doesn't she? She's sensible fact backs things up with Fraser. She's not emotional like
just
you.
Just me and my feelings. I'm just like, but what about sores? How will he feel? It was quite fun. I went to the football with my family. We did watch the replay on Sunday morning break.
There you go. I'm pleased.
And we sat around and I made everyone in my family, my mum, my dad and my brother, tell me who their top three Crows players were as people and their top three players as players. And I swear to God, it took the entire game because everyone in my family takes games like that so seriously. Like, to watch my mum toss up whether she thought Roy Sloan or Eddie Betts was a better person for about an hour was worth watching.
We'd like to see the, you
welcome
know,
to the Dales.
The secret footage of that next time.
Oh, mate.
Now, Sydney West Coast.
Oh, another upset. This was a great game, actually. I really enjoyed watching this one. Best game by the Swans by far all season.
They won by a stack, really, in the end.
They really did.
Because they're 45 points or something.
They've been somewhat unimpressive, I feel.
Yeah, and especially at home.
Yeah.
And
couldn't pick their nose.
Chicks Talking Footy should take all the credit for Lance Franklin's form, Bechdel.
I swear to God, Bree, as soon as we write people off, they come back. This is just like in the AFLW when I said Taylor Harris was gone.
That's right.
And should never play again.
Okay, I'm going to write off 5 Essendon players and hopefully they'll have BOG next week.
You should, yeah.
Just write off the whole team.
Great, yeah, well, great game by Buddy.
They're doing that.
And Buddy's goal after the siren, how good was that?
Yeah,
that
I love really Buddy. Yeah. I've said it before and I
do
love
too.
Him.
I like watching him.
Feel very strongly for him.
Okay.
Good to
Collingwood
know.
Collingwood v Melbourne.
Well.
Yes.
Can we talk about things off field?
Yes.
Can we talk about the big freeze at the G and the slide? And can we talk about Nick Riewoldt as Freddie Mercury? Was that not the greatest thing you've ever seen?
The best.
I mean, I love Nick Riewoldt, like, a lot.
Anyway.
But that was spectacular.
Oh, God.
Because they all get into their costumes. And you're like, huh, lol, that's funny. But that was a whole performance.
He did the proper research. He clearly had watched that Live Aid performance more than once.
Because he had the whole microphone.
He got exactly,
and
every little bit of movement was exactly right.
Yeah. The best part I saw on AFL 360 last night, they had the camera on Jack Riewoldt when it was happening and Jack was losing it. He thought
was
it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. So that was great. And I mean, amazing millions of dollars, you know, being raised.
Yeah.
It's over $50 million, I think,
total.
Probably more this year. I think that's an example of when the AFL got it right. They got it right, you know, by allowing Freeze at the G to happen and to be such a big thing. They also got it right, well, maybe Melbourne Football Club did, with Brad Green's two little boys running out after their mum tragically died.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.